It's a midwinter's day in mid-July, grey, drizzly and damp in this pine forest somewhere on the volcanic plateau. And I've come here to meet Glenn Chun, who grows ginseng. It's a slow-growing plant whose valuable root has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years. And Glenn's been growing it under pines here since 2008. His company, KiwiSeng, is one of New Zealand's biggest commercial growers. I really don't know where we are. And I know that you quite like to keep your ginseng a crop secret.
Yes, yes.
Why is that?
Well, because actually it's a quite valuable crop, and we don't want the people to steal that.
Is poaching a problem in other countries?
There's a lot. As I know, there's a wild ginseng like in America and in China. It's quite a lot happening, and that the people have to stay up on the mountain to look up them to protect the ginseng. Yeah, yeah. But lucky here, we are here. It's quite safe, and so far, not many people realize that. And actually, it's quite difficult to find them if you don't know the ginseng, and if I don't tell you where they are, even though this area, but it's difficult for you to harvest that.
Glenn has some helpers with him, Mr. Young, and Glenn's nephew, Jerry. Did you know much about it before you joined up with your uncle?
No. When I was in China, I didn't know anything about ginseng, and I didn't know anything about Glenn's job. Yeah, that's true. I just know my uncle in New Zealand. And that's it.
The business.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the idea of growing a traditional Chinese plant here in New Zealand?
I feel so amazing. Yes, because in China, usually we grow ginseng. No, we, I mean Chinese people. Yeah, we grow ginseng in Changbai Mountain.
In the far north?
Yeah, far north, with cold weather and high, what's that, altitude?
So it's kind of similar to here.
Yes.
What equipment have you got there, Glenn?
Just the fork and big scissors.
Some huge secateurs.
Yes. The ginseng has been here over 16 years. So underneath, a lot of ginseng. So you couldn't tell, right?
I can't tell.
Yeah.
So it looks just like there's a lot of ferns. Yes. And as you say, there's wild blackberry.
Yep. Blackberry and lots of
What else have we got? Other trees. We've got a few natives popping up there as well.
Yes. But actually, this area is not too bad, actually. The other one is more worse. A lot of blackberries. So you are very difficult to get in to find a ginseng plant. But underneath, actually, there's a lot of ginseng.
Right. So you have to know exactly where that ginseng is.
Yes.
You have to sort of push your way through the weeds.
Yes. It's quite a big job by hand to clean the weeds before we harvest the ginseng. So that's another big topic we have studied. And we find that there's a good way to do that. We have sorted out these issues.
How do you do it?
So we try to use the special equipment.
Should we go and have a look?
Yeah.
Most ginseng nowadays is cultivated. China, the US, Canada and Korea are the main producers. But if you can grow it like Glenn in a simulated wild environment, the ginseng can fetch premium prices. He says the well-drained and fertile pumice soils here make great ginseng. Mr. Young is digging up the soil, and he's been very careful with it.
Yes, must be careful. If you break the roots, the fine roots, you couldn't get good price for that.
So he's just left it now, and he's moved on to another spot. Did he not find any?
No, not there. But actually, he missed one. He got one here.
Here we go.
So see, you can see this plant. Yes. That's around 15 years old. That's tiny, eh? So,
it is tiny.
So this plant's average probably around 4 or 5 grams for 15 years old. The head of the roots, mm-hmm. you can tell how old they are.
Doesn't grow very long for a 15-year-old root, does it?
Well, it's reasonably long enough already. And the more important here is a very high level of ginsenoside, which is the active ingredients of the ginseng.
These ginsenosides are thought to be what gives ginseng its health-giving properties. And Glenn says other research points to benefits for cancer sufferers. There's also research which shows New Zealand-grown ginseng has a significantly higher number of ginsenosides than ginseng from Korea and China.
Yes, we call this one wild-assimilated ginseng. Over 95% of the ginseng in the market you can buy, the ginseng is all from cultivated ginseng or field-grown ginseng.
And how is that cultivated ginseng grown? What's the environment like?
Oh, they grow in the field, in the farm, and put the artificial canopy on the top, because the ginseng, if you over 20 or 25% direct sunshine, they won't survive.
So they like the dappled light that these very tall pine trees provide?
Yes. Yes, like this has been pruned, the trees, and they have, very good space for us to walk in, and also have a good flow, the wind can go through, and also enough canopy to provide the shade for them, which is good. So actually this is perfect environment for the pine forest in New Zealand to grow the ginseng. This area actually is quite good. It's sometimes quite cold, more difficult environment for them. They produce more energy.
So how are we going there? We've collected just under a quarter of a bucket full now.
Not quarter, yeah. Maybe just 10 plants. Yeah.
Quite labour-intensive, isn't it?
Yeah, for this way you have to be careful. But
Glenn explains they're not always harvesting the perfect root. Machine-harvested ginseng can be ground up to add value to other products. But whole roots with their twirly arms and legs, packaged beautifully on a bed of silk, are highly sought after.
In Chinese, ginseng, that means like human being. So this looks like pretty much like a human being with the hands and the legs. Yeah.
Oh. It does, and it's got all sorts of little arms and toes and hands,
yes,
and fingers sticking out from it.
That's right.
Jerry, is it hard to find the ginseng?
Yeah, for me, that's true. Usually I dig like 5 to 6 times.
But you just found a wonderful piece there.
Well,
is that the biggest one you found?
Now, I used to find a bigger one like this size.
And you're holding out your hands, two hands.
Yeah, maybe two hands. That was the
That's
biggest
very
one.
Special.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much would that one have been worth?
We don't know yet. Yeah.
Haven't sold that one?
No, we still keep that one. Yeah.
Any more there, Jerry?
Maybe. Hard to say. You never know.
So you sowed the seeds and this is the result 15 years later?
Yes.
So you're going to re-sow after this?
No. We will move to other area.
Glenn has logging rights to this forest and he'll harvest the timber in a few years' time after he's harvested the ginseng. He has 60 hectares under ginseng scattered around different spots. The ginseng industry in New Zealand is small and Glenn says if it's to really get going, it really needs to scale up.
So we really want more people from local to see this another option for them to consider, in particular for the forestry owner, the land owner, because that's absolutely double their income of the tree only.
So they could make how much per hectare?
Let's say if you get average $50,000 per hectare for the tree, after 28 years, but you can get the income from the ginseng at least 50,000 as well, net profit.
After how many years?
After 12 years, yeah.
A bit of a long-term investment.
Oh, compared to trees, 28 years, 12 years is reasonable. Yeah, it's acceptable. So,
and with the interest now in planting trees for carbon credits, what do you see as the potential here?
Wow, that, I think that's a big potential for this as well. New Zealand has over 1.5 million hectares pine forest. If you got 1% of them doing that, that's already very, very big scale. Scion, the Forest Research Institute, they have done the research about this crop, and they have been proved the genes and grow under the forest, and that will be make another at least 1.7 times extra income for the landowners if they grow the genes underneath. So there's no doubt there will be another good potential for the forestry.
How much ginseng have you harvested since you started the business?
Not a lot. We are just keep growing every year, and just wait to market. So every time we harvest, just according to orders. And unfortunately now, still not the big order, not too many big order yet.
So you're harvesting to order, mm-hmm. and your market is a local market mainly?
Currently, the New Zealand local market is actually quite good. Individual people, they buy a lot online.
Are they mostly Chinese New Zealanders
No, or actually, actually for us, our customers are around half-half. Half Chinese and half Kiwi or others. A lot of people getting interesting. In particular, people who are buying the seedling to grow, most of it's Kiwis.
They're planting the seedlings in their own gardens, are they?
Yes, in their own garden or their backyard somewhere, or in their bush, or maybe small area, forest block. And I think they love the ginseng, and they want to maybe grow some of them for themselves. And they also to see the potential for the business, maybe.
How did you get into it?
2008, February, I arrived in New Zealand. And, I just love it, the New Zealand. Very relaxed compared to my city I live in China, very busy. So I just try to find some opportunity. And during the year, I met my previous business partners. And he's a scientist, and Dr. Lee. And I met him, and I just talked with him, see how we can expand the business. And
You are a biologist by training?
My subject in Shenzhen University was biology subject, and I just love the environment in forest working here.
And the business has grown?
Yeah, slowly growing. I couldn't complain too much, and I think it's good enough for me.
What is the optimum time to harvest a root, and what can you get for it on the market? What price?
Okay, it depends on the roots, like big difference, bigger one or small one, right? The price will be different.
And so that one you've got in your hand, which is probably about a handful of ginseng, isn't it?
Yeah. If by the weight and by this shape, so we probably can get $50 for this plant. Yeah. But if the small one, probably we can get $20 for plant.
What about in China?
In China, if the same environment like ours, they maybe sell probably more, maybe thousands. Because
thousands?
$1,000 per plant. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. this ginseng we call wild simulated ginseng. But in China, every ginseng grow over 15 years old in the forest, actually you can claim the ginseng be wild ginseng. But wild ginseng, that means very expensive. And in particular here, we have organic certified. So this farm is worldwide only one ginseng plantation with organic certified.
The only one in the world which is organic
so far, I find. There's no others because growing the forest, actually, is quite difficult. We don't use any chemical. So there's no chemical, no fertilizer. Let them grow naturally. The only one can beat this one will be the wild, really wild ginseng. Wow.
Wow, Mr. Young has found an amazing root there. What is that? It's kind of...
Yeah, they grow together, this
one.
Oh,
it's a double
root. Very, yeah, look like a twin, so very special. And a very, very big size, very nice shape as well. That's a nice one.
What would that be worth?
Wow, hard to say. I don't know, but by the weight, probably a couple $100.
Oh, he's found another one.
Good day, eh?
Well, that's got three legs. Jerry's got he's got a biggie.
Another one. So we found this at the side.
Yeah. Mm. So they grow everywhere, actually. We sold one line, but they can go somewhere.
They're spreading out.
Yeah, spreading out because they got produce some seeds, some area, and they will grow again.
Good work, Jerry. We'll keep you on.
Yeah.
See, they missed one.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a good eye. They'd already been over that patch and you immediately
That's
spotted
our lunch, eh?
That's your lunch.
That's another big one. That's a nice one.
Wow, that actually does look like a person, doesn't it?
That's
Can nice. See the head?
Yes, head.
But the legs, it's like he's doing star jumps. And that one looks like they're doing the splits.
Dancing.
Do you take ginseng yourself?
Not that often, so usually just put in the boiling water with chicken or and with other Chinese medicine, Chinese herb, so make it like a chicken soup. Yeah, ginseng chicken soup.
What is it good for?
Sleep better. Feeling stronger.
Some people say it's an aphrodisiac.
not me.
You've still got family back in China. What do they think of what you're doing?
Yeah, my sister's brother, in particular my mom, very upset with what I'm doing here. She thought I'm a farmer, a poor farmer. That's exactly the same what she did maybe 40 or 50 years ago in a countryside. Grow the plant just to harvest every year, work very hard. So she said, you don't have to do that. Be a farmer in New Zealand. You can come back to Shenzhen to do a lot easier job.
A different attitude to what working on the land means, I guess, in China compared to New Zealand?
Of course, of course. But to me, I can see the value of what I'm doing is the ginseng crop. It will be help the people, give the health benefit to the people. That's why I think it's worth to work hard for that. The second thing is that we create a new business model in New Zealand, like in the forest. So there's no other crops underneath. So the ginseng working very well with the pine forest and can create extra value. And frankly, environment makes more use the land to produce high quality premium crop. So I think that's much different than you just do vegetable or others in a countryside, a normal farmer. So she doesn't understand that. So every time we talk through the phone call, she say, you should come back. Yeah, that's true.
Are you going to go back?
No, I'm happy what I'm doing now, and I think there's a big potential.
I was speaking there to Glenn Chun, who grows organic ginseng in pine forests around the volcanic plateau. He's one of a handful of commercial ginseng growers in New Zealand who are working with the Ministry for Primary Industries to export to China. Glenn says China's keen to import New Zealand ginseng, and he says he's keen to share his knowledge about growing it so the industry can expand. You'll find photos of the ginseng, Glenn Chun, and some of his team on our webpage.